This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's going on, you ask? Well, you've come to the right place to figure that out. Let me turn. How's that sound? Kara, better without the microphone?
Yeah, a little bit.
Having a visitation from young Miles, my grandson. Maybe he'll wander
did
in.
Did I miss it?
Yes, you
oh
did.
Oh, my God, Jenna, so cute.
You missed it.
Come on.
He has the cutest
little voice, and then he finally got his headphones on, and he was able to say hi to Kara and me. And then he turns to Doug, and he goes, I'm done having fun with you now, and he just left.
He's sort of like Doug when he's done.
Yeah, so he's like, I gotta go.
Dang, see you later. All right, so the DJV Experience on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here at your service and on your side, as is Chelsea Clinton, who has jumped to the defense again of Barron Trump. I can't believe what a bunch of weasels there are in the world. That's really what the people who object for whatever reason. To Barron Trump and his look.
Is this just because of his outfit?
Last Sunday, this happened a couple of times. I saw a picture with both father and mother, and he's wearing a J. Crew T-shirt with the phrase, on your mark, Tiger Shark, along with an image of a shark. Okay, so what? So Trump's in a suit as usual. Melania's dressed to the nines, and the kid's got a T-shirt on. So whose life is so unfulfilled or worthless? What is the matter?
It's a good question.
There's a lot of hateful people out there.
My favorite part of the critique of his outfit is that he doesn't have any responsibilities as the president's son, but the least he could do is dress the part.
You just
acknowledge that he doesn't have any responsibilities, and he's a child.
But that's
leave
the problem is because he's a big kid, he's a tall kid. People think that he's older than he is, and he's young.
Is he 11?
Is he? I think he's like 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people look at him and think he's 18.
The thing that I find more this bothers me, no question about it. But looking at Chelsea Clinton's tweet, she said, it's high time the media and everyone leave Barron Trump alone and let him have the private childhood he deserves. Chelsea Clinton is 37 years old.
I know.
37.
And think about how awful people were to her.
Awful.
I mean, I think that they gave the Bush girls a break, and I think that the Obama girls got a break. I mean, there were a few people who were crazy about both of them.
I think some of the stuff with the Obama kids has been pretty off.
Well, I mean, look, they followed the Bush kids around and were making fun of them for drinking. When you compare that to what Chelsea Clinton endured, I think she had it far worse.
People were always talking about how ugly she was.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in recent, like,
in our lifetime, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's in my lifetime, excuse me, thank you.
Jennifer means, but in our...
Speaking from my experience.
But, I mean, I do think you're right, Jen. Chelsea got it pretty bad, and I think she's very sensitive to that. And it's just, I mean, come on, leave this kid alone. You know, it's just, enough's enough.
It is. Pretty disgusting when it's all
it
about.
It is disgusting, and it's un-American. I think the whole thing makes, it just grosses me out. It's, I don't care where it's coming from, what side you're on, leave a child alone. Like, grow up, get a life, get a hobby, get some friends. Get out of your parents' basement.
And get some heels. So, I'm needing to go back to this overview of high heels and how it seems to be so aimed at men. There's a study, if you've not heard it, there's a study that concludes that heels are bad for women as far as their health is concerned, but good for women when it comes to the attention they get wearing these heels. The higher and narrower they are, the worse they are for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been.
Those are the only kind worth wearing.
Really?
Oh my gosh, those high and the really high ones, though, kill me when I see a woman walking around the mall or like at a Dodger game and she's wearing these ridiculously tall heels. I mean, look, you make it seem like I wear heels every single day. I don't. I wear heels when I dress up. But you got to give yourself a break.
I don't know.
I mean, some women wear them all the time.
I saw some woman in hooker heels at Wegmans yesterday and I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So the thing that is, I don't know, troubling about this, I guess I'm not like most men. I don't look at it that way. I like women's feet, but I don't have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is kind of bordering on fetishism, if there is such a thing. Is there an ism for fetishism, for fetishes? If you have a fetish.
Well, you're a fetish guy.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, now, Jennifer. So you know what I'm saying. And the reason, apparently, according to the study, that women wear heels is because they think men like them in heels.
I don't think it's just that. Because a lot of lesbians wear heels, too.
More likely to help her, if, for example, she asks a question or drops something. If you get she got heels on, they'll answer her.
I think most women don't want that kind of attention, or at least consciously.
What?
Okay, Jen wants that attention.
Maybe
it's because I don't wear heels, but I don't want a guy to help me out because I look better when I bend over.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't want to be like a damsel in distress, but right. I think I think women wear heels because they want to present themselves in a certain way, which would get them a level of attention.
But there's also something like one of the weird things when I worked at Cosmo magazine. All the cover shoots are from basically like the waist up. They never have a full body shot ever, and that's just the format of the magazine. But every single model always wears heels, even though they're not seen. It's a confidence thing. It's a posture thing. I think women feel sexier in heels. I don't know. There's something about them that I don't think women will do. Just even though we know it's terrible for our backs and our knees and ankles and everything, we're never giving up our heels.
Yeah, I think my only issue is when it's required for jobs, because in the business school when I was in college, you had to wear heels. Now, the guys are wearing suits, which can be uncomfortable if it's hot out, but they're wearing suits and normal, you know, dress shoes. And women have to wear a skirt and a suit jacket, and they have to wear heels that are a certain height every single day.
Really?
Now, I don't know if you've ever been to University of Maryland's campus, but it's huge. And walking around it is terrible in just normal shoes, so I can't imagine what that's like in heels. But it's a requirement, and I don't really understand
allowed.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Wow.
You know, I found myself, I just was thinking about this, I said fetishism. And then I started thinking to myself, as you were talking, how many words I find myself using or paying attention to since the Charlottesville situation and the Nazism and that sort of thing came to the surface. How many isms there are? I remember studying these when I was in school, but it wasn't the same. There were different words that have now become part of the vernacular, like racism and sexism and classism. You know, we used to study feudalism and Nazism and fascism and stuff like that, the isms, which are a belief.
Funny, it seems like we've been studying all those things again lately.
Yeah, well, that's the point that I was making, Jennifer. The ism added to a word supposedly means, if you look it up, it's an item shared by a group that results in many cases in the oppression of another group. I don't know about, maybe fetishism isn't a real word. I think I just made that up. But when you think about the isms, ageism, right? A lot of people think there is ageism. As a matter of fact, Meredith and I were talking about that at dinner the other night as we reference our own age and whether there's prejudice against us because we're getting older. Do we have less power, less privilege? Is there a difference in how we treat people? Your age, Jennifer, your age, Victoria, your age, Kara, and my age. Differential. Like, sometimes you don't treat me with much respect because I think you...
Oh, my God.
I think there's different kinds of ageisms. I think that some people are treated differently because they're old, and I think that some people are treated differently because they're young.
Yeah, that's true.
What's multiculturalism? What's your definition? That's another one of these words that floats to the surface all the time now. What do we think multicultural?
Just many cultures, a mixing of many cultures.
So have we become, as America, the home of multiculturalism? Is there a place on the planet that has more cultures that are a part of the group of people that have come together under one label that is in America?
Well, I think, isn't, I mean, I would think most of the world is now
embracing
multicultural.
It?
Like, yeah, I mean,
Japan is not, China's
well,
not
no,
really.
No, but I'm, okay, let me finish.
The Asian countries are not.
Canada is very,
very
diverse.
Very much so, yep, okay. Yep.
London, Ireland, England, Ireland, France, they're all very multicultural now, way more than they ever used to be. Not as much as we are here, but they're also not nearly as big. Mm-hmm. So I think Canada is roughly the same size as, well, it's bigger than the U.S., but it's roughly the same size. So I think that we're probably a little more diverse than Canada, but not by much.
Mm.
I would say we're probably the prime example. I mean, it's about a government recognizing multiple cultures, multiple religions. So, I mean, I think our government does that probably most because on a larger scale than.
But isn't that, Jennifer, the cause of the problem with people who don't embrace that? The people who, even though they're Nazis, they don't want anybody other than them.
No, I mean, look, there are a lot of isms that are problematic, mm-hmm. that are plaguing the country right now. So, yeah, I tend to believe that these isms that are plaguing the country are on a smaller scale. They just happen to be getting their moment in the sun for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But if you look at the amount of people who are showing up for particular isms, while the number might be disturbing to even have more than one, in comparison, I mean, in our day-to-day lives, how much of that are we touched by? I mean, I'm touched by far more examples of good and right and moral than I am not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
All out of army, all out of navy, all out of cavalry. Free from the FBI.
The roots of rock and rockabilly. Here we have.
Get all the bass, get all the cooks I see.
In the memory of the 2 years since it was crank it up, it's Sonny Burgess. My baby. Don't you love this?
I love this sound.
United Nations on the radio station. Find my baby for me.
What year is this? 58? What's the year of this, Derek? Did you know when you found the music? They say 58, but I'm not sure.
It seems like a good guess. I'm not sure, but Roy Orbison is actually on this track, too, which is pretty amazing.
Doing the bop, 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 crank it up some more.
All the welders could get all the cotton bakers, gonna get all the farmers, too. All the neighbors, drowning the ledges, find my baby.
Actually, almost hear Roy Orbison's voice there. Sonny Burgess has passed away at the age of 88. Early pioneer in rockabilly. Came from Arkansas. He was among a group of singers in the mid-50s who mixed rhythm and blues with country and western. And thus came Sonny and Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a Sun Records find in Memphis. And he worked with all these guys. Member of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Oh, man. I can listen to stuff all day long. Crank it up a little more. Whole lot of bacon going on.
He's older than Elvis, right?
Elvis is about 10 years older than Elvis. Yeah, on the anniversary of his death last week, I think it was 77, 78, something like that.
Because you can hear that Elvis was probably influenced by this sound, too.
Right. Alright, so for those of you who remember Sonny Burgess, I understand that if you didn't know him, but you understand now how impactful he was in the world of what was then pop music. Hoo-ha! Britney Spears.
What a transition.
Change the pace a bit here. Britney in Las Vegas,
she's
winding
like
down at the end
like
of the
Elvis
year.
Elvis a little, right? With the Vegas.
What's that, Jen?
She's like Elvis a little with the Vegas connection.
Well, yeah. She deviated from her usual performance last weekend to introduce a cover of Bonnie Raitt's hit Something to Talk About. in her Britney Piece of Me concert. We have this playing in the background here, yeah?
Yeah.
Not bad.
This must be a live version from the show. My first clip.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad.
I think she sounds better than people give her credit for.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
She grabbed a handheld mic, popped her headset off, and told the audience, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. This morning I woke up, looked at the news, a lot of things going on in the world. One minute they tear you down, that's horrible, and the next minute you're on top of the world. But I've never really spoken about it. I'm a southern girl from Louisiana, I like to keep it real. So I just want to make sure I keep having you guys, giving you guys something to talk about. And then she sang the song. And started to play the song. This is, and by the way, this song is a great song. I used to use this as a theme for my radio, local radio program in Cincinnati. I know it wasn't very clever. How many other people are using it as well? Something to talk about. This is, she got 18 more shows in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood, apparently. Last performance will be December 31st. She's been there off and on since December of 2013, 250 performances. What was she being paid, $10 million a performance or some crazy number like that?
I don't know, but it is a good crazy show. She does a really
is
good
it?
Job.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it. And it's not that she's like the great vocalist. It's not even that I think she really sings, but the dancing, the costumes,
it's
fun.
It's an entertaining show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she...
I would love to see it.
By the bootstraps. I think she's done well. I think she ought to be... I think she's being congratulated by figuring it out. That's my thought. And I'm welcome to it. Thank you very much. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like, I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJ V show with Jennifer Horn. You can see Miles' face. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. So Miles is in the studio with me. Hi, Miles. Want to say hi to Gramps? What about it? Oh, come on. You're going to be shy now? He's got a headset on. We'll post
these pictures. Let me try this. Ready?
On the Facebook page. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Miles.
I just put my food in yogurt.
I'm eating my fruit. You are a very polite boy. He doesn't want to talk while he's eating, Dougie.
Ah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's Jennifer. You want to say hi to Jennifer? That's Jennifer's voice. You want to say hi to Jennifer?
He doesn't get that from Gramps.
What's that?
Not eating on air. not really? Choking on berries right
Miles
before you
say,
come on.
Does Miles have a shot? Does he say blueberries or blueberries?
You say blueberries. You say blueberries?
Yeah.
Does he call it the food store?
He doesn't call it the food store. So he's now got his he's got the headsets on. For those of you who are wondering, Miles is my grandson. He and his mother, my daughter Megan. Do you know your mother's name is Megan, Miles?
He doesn't.
What's your mother's name?
Megan.
Yeah, Megan. And
I must move this chair.
You're gonna get. What are you gonna do?
I must move this chair. He's
gonna move the chair. All right, so do you want to tell everybody what your name is?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's your name?
Mizen.
But he doesn't say Miles. It's got the funniest thing. What does he say, Megan?
Mizen.
Mizen. for whatever the reason. Yes, Mizen. So, Miles, you want to be a radio star when you grow up? You can be on the radio like Gramps.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
That little voice is so cute.
You know, when your mommy was little, she used to go on the air with me, and so did Uncle Brendan.
Yeah,
they'd sit kind of right there, and they'd talk about things, tell us stories, things that were important, some things weren't too important.
Yeah. Miles, can he hear me, Dougie?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Miles, did you go into the river yesterday and play with rocks?
I found a memory rock.
A memory rock. Wow.
Did you post that on your Facebook page?
Yeah, oh, on okay. Instagram.
All right. It was on Instagram.
It looked like lots of fun. Did you see any fishies?
I didn't.
Oh. That's too bad.
Uh-huh.
Boats.
You saw boats?
Boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. He was up in Maine yesterday. And he was looking at the fish, the boats, the whole thing.
He's a much more exciting life than we do. That's
yeah. Miles, what did you say, Mommy?
Miles, did we see a lighthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we like. I've interviewed people that were adults like this. I've asked them like 35 questions, and they'd say, yeah. Or no. Maybe.
What's Miles' favorite thing on the farm?
What do you like on the farm best, Miles?
Horses and cows.
What else?
Has Miles been to milking school yet?
No, he hasn't, but he got a ride yesterday in a tractor. We're posting those pictures, too. Yeah. Do you like riding on that tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah. What color are the tractors?
Red.
They're red.
Good answer. We want them to be red.
That's red. Yeah, the microphone cable is red as well. He's checking that out. So.
Wow, he knows his colors. He knows his stuff.
He does.
He's got two pretty brilliant parents, so right, if he didn't know his stuff, I would be surprised.
Miles, you think your mother is brilliant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good answer. Just wait till you're a teenager. Then you're going to say, Mommy.
Uh-huh. All right, so what else, Miles, is going on? What are we going to do today? We're going to bale some hay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe take a ride in that truck?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay, I think we're about done now. The headsets have just come off. It's time for having a little breakfast. All right, so fun.
Bye, Miles.
Miles, everybody says bye, Miles. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
So bye.
Bye.
There's Mr. Rogers when we need him.
Very cute.
Okay, so there are pictures of John Stamos naked.
Ooh, where?
Where?
Googling.
Okay.
We're back. You've got our attention.
Yes, I figured I might. Well, that's true, though. This is a picture. Let's see here. Where was this taken? He's behind some bush. Looks like it might be at his house. It was his birthday, apparently, or somebody's birthday. And he came and decided that he would...
Outdoor shower.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't even have to feel bad about looking at it because he posted it himself.
Yeah, he said 54 nice and clean. Thanks for the birthday wishes.
He's 54?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He does not age.
No, he looks great.
Yeah, good for him. I have a great regard for him. I thought he did a good job on the 4th of July celebration. I thought he came across well, believable, and very likable, frankly. So
I really liked him. I don't know if you guys ever watched Grandfathered. It was on last season. I loved that show. I thought it was very cute.
I heard great things about that. Didn't it get canceled after?
It did. One, it was so good. It won't be back this fall, but it was such a great show. I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the sports news, shall we? Lots of things going on in the world of sports. So we have both Jennifer and Victoria. Who's been following Tiger Woods? Speaking of nude photos.
Yeah, right. Speaking of.
All right, so Victoria, what's the story here? Why is he suing? Who took his picture naked?
Well, Tiger is suing.
Jihad.
Yeah, he's suing that website if they don't remove the graphic selfies of him with his ex-girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, who's the U.S. skier.
Kind of a moron, takes pictures like that and doesn't expect they're going to get out in public.
You know,
naked
I know.
Naked selfies.
Well, the photos came from Lindsey Vonn's phone. That's who got hacked. So it just happened to be that Tiger had sent her naked photos of himself while they were dating, and I guess she kept them on her phone, and then her phone got hacked.
Well.
Now, maybe she kept them, I don't know, I don't have any pictures of any ex-boyfriends, so I'm not really sure why she did that, but...
Notice she said ex-boyfriends, but Lewis.
Yeah.
But right. So a lot of other celebrities, including Miley Cyrus, Kristen Stewart, and Catherine McPhee, have also been hacked. And so the same website.
They all have naked pictures of themselves
yes.
on their own?
Yes. Yep.
Really? Do you have naked pictures of yourself on your cell phone?
Nope.
Jennifer, you have any naked pictures of you on your cell phone?
No.
Kara, you got naked pictures of you on your cell phone?
I don't, but I'm curious about whether any of us would actually admit to it if we did.
If I did, I would.
No.
But I don't.
Just kidding. How about you, Dougie? What you got? I know you do.
I don't even take pictures of me, never mind naked or otherwise.
You are such a Polaroid king. I bet you took a Polaroid or two.
No.
You know what, lies? But if you did, Doug, then that's truly the only safe way to do it.
What?
You're Polaroids.
Oh, Polaroids.
Yeah.
All right. I'll remember that. Ric Flair for my next naked now, selfie.
This
portrait.
I can get behind. Cause
all right,
you know,
Jennifer,
I was,
what's going on with Ric Flair?
I was the wrestling girl. Well, Ric Flair, remember last week he got the reports that he was in really bad shape, that he had this alcohol problem with or a heart problem because of alcohol use. Well, it seems that Ric Flair is awake. He's communicating and progressing, according to his rep. The legendary wrestler has been hospitalized in critical condition since he was undergone surgery, and he suffered from multiple organ problems. It looked very bleak and grim last week, according to the accounts of his family. But according to his representative, he's not out of the woods yet. She said there's still complications, so Rick needs to rest. Melinda is her name. That's his representative. And she thanked fans for their outpouring of prayers and well wishes, said Flair's a survivor, literally. He was struck by lightning. He also survived a plane crash in his past. Some paparazzi caught up with Hulk Hogan at Newark Airport to get his thoughts on Ric Flair's progress. And Hulk Hogan said, thank God, Rick is doing better. When asked if he was planning on going to visit him in the hospital, Hulk said, you know I am. I was just on the phone with his family a few hours ago. And that's what's kind of cool about this wrestling community is I've been looking online about Ric Flair. And a lot of what you see are a lot of wrestlers who have sent out support, former wrestlers or maybe people who worked with Rick, sending out well wishes to him. So there you go. He's doing a little better.
Derek Jeter has become a father for the first time, and he's actually married to the mother of his child. That's a rarity these days, isn't it?
Right?
Am I being a little... Hannah Jeter. That's a name. Say that quickly 100 times. Hannah Jeter, but you can't say it fast.
What was her What was her non-married name? I forget now. Hannah. She was a big.
Her last name was Hannah Poor. No, I'm just
kidding. Hannah Barbera. So they had their first child. Jeter's players were This was tweeted. Congratulations, Derek, and Hannah B. Jeter on the birth of your baby girl, Bella Rain. A nice name, Bella Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Now, is it R-A-I-N or R-E-I-G-N?
R-A-I-N-E. Yankee fans quick to point out, Victoria, that Bella Rain also shares a birthday with Jeter's former teammate, Jorge, is it Posada?
Jorge Posada. Yeah, that's a big deal. And the Yankee fans think this is like some sort of a great sign.
A sign?
Something to come. I don't know what. Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot of questions about podcasts of the DJB show. Easy to do, easy to get. Any wireless device, just go to blogtalkradio.com/DJB. Get it automatically delivered to your smartphone every day. Podcast 2 on iTunes if you want. Stitcher, that's where it is, right? Stitcher, iTunes, all those places. So enjoy us. Take us with you. Wherever you go. 47 past the hour on the DJV show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I want to make sure you remind yourself or perhaps your boss, if you're not the boss, but you're aware of the need for somebody like this. Somebody, your job has been compromised because your best friend left and went to work for another company, so you're having to do the work of two people, and you can't do either job right. So you go to the boss and say, we've got to do something about this, boss. And the boss says, well, what do you want me to do? And you say to the boss, go to ZipRecruiter.com and post the job so that by this time tomorrow we'll have candidates and you can have good production and I'm not working my fingers to the bone for 12, 14 hours a day. How's that for a scenario? ZipRecruiter. Post that job. It'll automatically go to hundreds of job sites. One click and one click only, and you have entree to their powerful technology. They are different. Because they bring the qualified candidates to you. You don't have to find them. No emails, no calls, all that stuff. Nope. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post the jobs for the first time free and watch all of the candidates, the applicants come in so that you can keep all your employees happy, including the one that's working twice as hard. That's at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, and the Tech Talk conversation is brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Airbnb in the focus, Facebook, and more on whether or not your Netflix and Hulu account are going to be taxed right after this.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with 4 lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Victoria Keelan here. The focus on Airbnb as it grows and grows and grows.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely a result of technology. This company could not have gone into business or existed or grown without technology. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. It's an app. It was an app before it was a website. I mean, people, they skipped the website portion and went right to the app. And yes, I mean, this is just a complete technological birth.
I like that. That's a good term. All right. So, what are they up to now?
Well, Business Insider has been, of course, watching Airbnb and a lot of different travel sites as the summer tends to be a higher travel time for people. And it turns out there's some pretty shocking news. Airbnb is now more popular and has more offers and properties than the top five worldwide hotel chains. And that actually means, and that's all of them included. So Airbnb is more popular than Marriott, Hilton, Intercontinental, Accor Hotels, and Wyndham Hotels combined.
Wow.
And that's all around the world. It's amazing. So they have, all those hotels have 3.9 million listings, and Airbnb has 41 million listings.
Good Lord.
Around the world. 660,000 are in the U.S., which is still the most popular place for Airbnb,
yeah.
But it's very quickly followed up by France, Italy, Spain, and the U.K.
Hmm. How about that?
It's incredible. They're also worth $31 billion now. They just raised $1 billion in funding in May of this year.
It's an app. It's software.
And that's it. It's like Uber. Exactly. Yeah, everybody else does all the work. If you own a property, I mean, you're the one doing all the work. You know, you're the one cleaning up after everybody. Huh. Airbnb just takes a big chunk of it.
All right. Facebook focusing on how it deals with people who have died. What about their accounts? People, I've heard this conversation has been going on for a couple of years. What do you do with your Facebook account after you're done?
Mm-hmm. And this is something that is still a complicated issue, but Facebook is saying they launched the memorialization pages. So if a person dies and a family member can prove that they are related to that person, my friend's brother passed away 9 months ago and she had to go all through this process. They changed his page to a memorial page. So obviously there won't be any updates or anything and no one's actually working with the page, but it will stay there and everyone else who was his friend can still look at pictures and things like that. So it's a little bit of a tricky area. Facebook says, you know, they've had instances where a husband and wife are divorced and the ex-wife wants access to the Facebook page, but they weren't Facebook friends when he was alive. So they don't really know how to handle all of it because there are no laws that cover digital assets. So when you die in the U.S., it's a free-for-all for any of your social media accounts, any of your digital assets, your Spotify account, and anything like that. There's no law governing any of it. It's like the Wild West.
Isn't that amazing, huh? It is like the Wild West.
Yep.
So, for those of you who were upset, I heard from some people yesterday after I talked about something that apparently people are not aware of because of the status of Netflix and Hulu. This is kind of falling into or out of a crack, like the phone companies. They pay tag, or you pay taxes, and then they have to pay them. Now there is a tax that is being aimed at Netflix and Hulu fees. $1 a month is usually, I mean, that's not a lot, but that's, you know, it's still more than you're paying now. But is it fair to pay Netflix and Hulu? You don't pay a tax to watch your television, right?
You do. You pay cable tax. See, this is the whole part. The government has now realized, oh, millennials have cut the cord. There is no cable. We can't charge you all those crazy taxes anymore. And now it's all gone to Netflix and digital streaming. And this also applies to Spotify and Hulu and Pandora, any Tidal, Apple Music, all of that. This is going to be the next big battle over, you know, who gets this money and should they get the money.
What they do with it. TechCock brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. 4 lines on America's largest network. $25 a line per month. Learn more at TotalWireless.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the tip.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.